My first three guests, two of whom I have known seemingly forever. One is the great, great actress Natalie Moore, now of the Red Orchid Theater Ensemble. The other is her daughter Zita Moore, who once years ago, and don't laugh when you hear this, Zita, years ago used to come on the show with some frequency and give theater reviews and movie reviews, but also was extraordinarily talented at live reads, which mean the commercials that sometimes get read. We don't do those much anymore. And someone I haven't met, Heather Tarzan, the executive director of Urban Autism Solutions. How are you, ladies? You can all talk at once. You can all talk at once.
Doing well. Thank you.
Zita, does that bring back good memories for you?
Absolutely, yes.
you were great at it. I'm sorry there's no money in it and no career in it. Heather, Heather, if I can ask you, you've been with Urban Autism Solutions for 6 years now, and it is a group that does, that helps autistic young people. Putting basically, can you elaborate for us?
Definitely, Rick. Thank you. Urban Autism Solutions is actually 10 years old. I've had the pleasure to serve as its executive director for the last six. And we do work with young adults who have autism. We have three different sort of pillars in which we work. We have social programs, residential programs. And then in recent years, a big crux of our program has really been working with West Side Chicago Public High School students that are in transition programs. So they're typically students that are 16 to 22 years old from the West Side. And we're helping them by providing them with clinical services, internships, community integration, community exploration. And for those that are work ready, we're providing them with opportunities for competitive employment in entry level jobs near their homes.
That's great. Natalie and Natalie, your son and Zita's brother, the great Jack Moore, how long has he been involved in this program?
Well, he started down at the vocational farm, which is Growing Solutions, back in 2014. And then he came to live at the residence at 826 in 2015.
And how is it, I haven't seen Jack, I haven't seen any of you in these pandemic years. How has it helped him, changed him, empowered him? Zita, feel free to. He's your brother. You can talk about it.
You know, we're so fortunate, Rick, that Jack is a part of Urban Autism Solutions. He, I think Jack is living a great life. And, you know, he has a job. He has a community. He, of course, you know, the pandemic, you know, compromised independence for all of us.
Yeah, no, for all of us, for everybody, sure.
But he, you know, he has independence that he would not have if he were living with us. And we're so fortunate that he does have a life apart from us.
How often do you get to see him, Natalie and Zita?
Well,
he'll come to visit during holidays, and oftentimes, for any given reason, we can come down and see him at his residence. Myself and Mom and Jack will go on outings around the city. But usually he will go out on outings with the program to various restaurants and other destinations. So that's really lovely that he has the opportunity to do that with his community. He knows the city better than
Yeah.
He always, no, I'm going to stop you two, you, all three of you ladies. He knew the city better than anybody that I've ever encountered. He would take walks by himself. He'd go all over the place. He has a real facility for I think, adventuring in the city. Growing Solutions, where, and I should mention this, this is the key to the whole thing. There is a benefit June 22nd, which I believe is a Wednesday, at Growing Solutions Farm, which is at 2200 West Campbell Park Drive in Chicago. There's going to be music and cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and raffles and prizes and more. Heather, can you tell me why? I'm assuming that many people who will be at the benefit are people who have an autistic member of their family. Talk to me about why, and I think they should, why other people without that could come to explore and get a taste of what you do.
Right. Well, and actually, Rick, it's a mixed group of people that'll be there. So
good.
Will be folks, Natalie and Zeta that are there that are joining us, kind of representing the family populations.
Sure.
We'll have some of our residents and some of our students there. There are some of our board members that'll be in attendance too, most of the board. And then there's some of our partners, people that just believe in our work and our mission and have supported us either, financially or cheering us on, particularly during the pandemic with phone calls and emails and letting us know that we're not alone, because especially during the pandemic, we were as isolated as everybody else.
In many ways, Heather, and all of you, were you not even a little more isolated than most?
We were isolated within our community, and what the great thing was is that we were all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, we were very strict with visits and protocols and things like that. And I think, I don't want to speak for the parents, but we probably drove people a little crazy with some of the guidelines. For the first time ever, we kept people back during Thanksgiving in 2020. Nobody knew, and we were kind of building the plane as we were flying it. So we were really erring on the side of caution. But we were in it together, which was really nice. And so our group was together, but also they were sick of each other. so we were together, but sick of each other, and they were sick of us. And so we tried to make things fun. We tried to come up with fun programs and fun activities, and our staff just did an amazing job trying to do like Mary Poppins cleanup day, and then just, fun things with food and entertainment and, any sort of things that we could come up with, game days and karaoke and things like that, because it was, of course, tough, and then you had winter on top of it. And
I know.
And it's just miserable for everybody. But, we got through it. We came out even stronger. And so the folks that will be at the benefit on Wednesday is a great mix of people, from volunteers that work at our farm to our to our staff, to our donors, to board members, to parents, to those that are generally invested in our mission, and those that have supported us and want to learn more about us. So it's a great group of folks that will join us, and we'd love to have even more folks. We have some tremendous raffles going on, amazing prizes that range from Cubs games to White Sox games, autographed Bears football. We've got,
I think just before we take a commercial break, I just think the idea of live music and craft cocktails is enough to get anybody to get anybody out there. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you, Natalie and Zeta, about how this is, Urban Autism Solutions has helped Jack beyond making him kind of independent. So we'll take a little commercial break. And Heather, I want to ask you how you came to Urban Autism Solutions. What drew you there 6 years ago? So we'll be back after a couple minutes. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Like many of you, when I was a child, I didn't and never heard the word autism, but when I became an adult, it would enter my life through the children of friends of mine, Mike Royko's grandchild, Jack Moore, the son of two great friends of mine, Keith and Natalie Moore, Natalie West, sometimes she uses as her stage name. She's a great Chicago actress, and the wonderful Zita Moore, Jack's sister. Let me ask you, Natalie and Zita, how did you come upon Urban Autism Solutions? How did you discover this?
My friend Carol took me to a, it was like a kind of, I don't know exactly how to describe it. It was like a seminar presentation when the Tracy family, Julie and Mike Tracy, they presented a, they had a talk about what they were starting with the farm and how it was affiliated with Rush Medical Center, mm-hmm. because Rush has an autism center. And my friend Carol invited me to the Urban League Club to hear this talk. And that's how I, you know, again, I'm so fortunate to have people in my life to get me, you know, my friend Carol got me to that meeting, and everything fell into place from there for us. Jack was such a good candidate for the program. You know, age-wise,
sure.
The timing, all.
Let me ask you, so, Zita, how have you seen Jack change? Tell me from a sisterly perspective how you watched Jack be benefited by Urban Autism Solutions.
I think one of the biggest ways he's benefited is, and also this is kind of related to my earlier point, he has learned even more about his city and has developed an even keener sense of adventure and developed more connections to the city from the outings that he goes on with his community and his walks around the city. And when he's developed connections with his community that he has really shown in terms of how he talks more.
Because
he does talk to us a great deal, and that's because he's always talking with people from his community.
God, that's so great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Heather, Tightzan is the executive director of Urban Autism Solutions. The need is great out there, Heather, is it not? And the organization has grown dramatically, even in the 6 years you've been head of it, in the 10 years it's existed, hasn't it?
It has, Rick, yeah. 10 years ago, you know, really our founders, Julie and Mike Tracy, created something that didn't exist in the city of Chicago, in really the northern part of Illinois. They were looking for something for their own son and had traveled across the country. They wanted those kind of pillars that I was talking about, you know, social, vocational, and residential opportunities, and looked around the country and were able to find parts and pieces of what it was they were looking for, but didn't quite find it. And had lived in the suburbs at the time and had really decided that they were going to create what it was that they were searching for.
Well, good for them.
And wanted to do it, wanted to do it not just for their son, but for others, like Jack and others, you know, like their son and like Jack, and wanting to really kind of pay it forward. And there's no better city in their mind than Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The public transportation, our location is very pedestrian friendly. We're in Little Italy, so it's a very walkable neighborhood. We have wonderful neighbors and folks around us. So it's a very great sort of community for us to be a part of. We're right next door to UIC. So
sure,
we fit right in with our age.
I went. The benefit is called
Carrots and Cocktails.
Carrots and Cocktails, because it takes place at this this lovely garden. It's more than a garden. It's like a little farm, isn't it, Natalie?
Yes, yes. Oh, it's a wonderful place, Rick. It's wonderful.
And the benefit takes place this Wednesday from 5 to 7, 2200 West Campbell Park Drive in Chicago. You can get a lot of information by going to urbanautismsolutions.com about this event, but also about the organization itself, which is, to my mind, in the business. And you know better than anybody, Natalie and Zita and your husband slash father, Keith, about how difficult it has been and continues to be sometimes to find organizations that will help the autistic, isn't it? I mean, at one point it was, as Mr. and Mrs. Tracy found, it was a wasteland, and now something like Urban Autism Solutions is an oasis. Am I making too much of this? Am I making too much of this?
No. I mean, Rick, I go on the website and I well up out of gratitude, you know, every time. I can't tell you enough how lucky we are to be a part of Urban Autism Solutions. And, you know, what the Tracy family and people like Heather, what they've done is just, you know,
Heather, that must make your job as executive director so rewarding, yes?
It does. I mean, working with people like Natalie and Keith and having the support, you know, from folks like Zeta and you know, siblings, it's unparalleled. I mean, it means the world to us. And, I mean, Natalie is one of the most gracious people on earth. It's incredible.
Yeah. So is Zita. So is Keith. But it's an incredible family.
Yeah.
It's like the ideal family to be involved with.
Yes. 1,000%.
Before I let you go, Jack used to work at Walgreens, didn't he, at State and Randolph?
Oh, yeah. He had his time at Walgreens.
Did he enjoy
it? Yeah, it was right for a time. And then he moved on to another job. He worked in a warehouse packing orders for
fantastic.
A company that they provided coffee and other items to offices. Of course, you know, that stopped during the pandemic.
Sure.
And but, you know, the thing that Jack's been able to get back to, Rick, the main thing, is to be able to do his art at Project Onward.
At Project Onward. Give him,
and
Natalie and Zita, you give him a hug from, and ask if he remembers me. And if he does, then it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It's so great to talk to you. You two are dear friends. And Heather, it's a pleasure to meet you on the phone like this. UrbanAutismSolutions.com. Tell your friends. Tell anybody you know. They do not have to be part of the autistic community, but they have to be part of life. So, ladies, take care of yourselves.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you.